When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What's good, everybody? 2 o'clock, Carton Show. We got Big Mad Craig Carton. Great to have you with us. All the way to 7 o'clock tonight. Programming note, as you may know by now, 4:30 this afternoon. Yes. Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, joins us live in studio. Good afternoon to you, Big Mac. How you be?
Oh, I'm good, Craig. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I'm not feeling as good as I felt yesterday, Craig.
No, you're not. It's funny to me.
I'm not feeling as good as I felt yesterday.
Yeah, it's really funny to me because desperation is not a personality trait that is typically assigned to New York Giant fans.
No.
Pathetic is not a adjective that is usually assigned to New York Giant fans. But I got to tell you, in the last, what is it, about 4 hours or so, ever since we found out or heard word that Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, had decided 5 days after promising the world that Mike McDaniel was coming back to be the Dolphins head coach and was going to be a part of the search for a new general manager, they had a meeting, apparently. Mm-hmm. And in that meeting, whatever Mike McDaniel said to Stephen Ross, he cost himself a job as a head coach in the NFL. And then the trickle-down theory started to happen. New York Giant fans heard that Mike McDaniel had been fired as head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and you pathetic people who are acting like you're Jet fans or Brooklyn Net fans or, dare I say, New York Met fans have gotten so pathetic with your reaction to the Miami Dolphins fire Mike McDaniel because, Stephen Ross is going to go make an offer and he's going to steal John Harbaugh from us. Act like a man.
I am acting like a man.
Oh, no.
I am.
Oh, no.
And you just told me yesterday we're exactly like all those franchises. So today we're not.
The point is,
we're exactly like
the
them.
The fan base
is nothing goes
aren't.
Right.
No. The Giants organization is.
Yeah.
Giant fans aren't.
Okay.
Giant fans are good, hardworking, tough blue-collar men.
Right.
Until today.
No.
You've embarrassed yourselves today, I got to tell you. And I'm here for all the smoke.
Listen.
Because the fact that I've listened to this radio station all day.
Yeah.
And all I hear from Giant fans calling in, Giant fans hosting shows, Giant fans on Twitter, Giant fans on Instagram is, woe is me. We're going to lose John Harbaugh. The Dolphins are going to sign the Chargers general manager, and he's good friends with Jimmy Harbaugh. So now Johnny Harbaugh's going to Miami. Woo! Yeah. You could act like a man.
I am acting like. Listen, I told you yesterday. I'm still confident. I'm still confident the Giants are the place to be.
No, you're not.
Because yesterday we were talking about what happens if other jobs open up, right? If Buffalo.
But that was about
up,
this weekend.
That was
and
about
playoff
this
teams.
Weekend.
Right,
that was that still had to happen. Miami was the seventh team. We found that report out the other night when it was six openings, seven teams reached out. Who's that team? Miami. They immediately, we talk about how the Giants should have quickly acted and brought in some candidates during the regular season. Miami immediately, upon hearing the news of Harbaugh being available, has changed directions, fired their head coach. We understand how this guy operates. He tried to bring Jim here a few years ago. He wants to bring in the big head coach. He wants to make the big splash. And it's getting scary.
Is it really getting scary? You're so loud. Here's
and
what
you're
saying.
And you're talking about Chad Alexander, who is the assistant general manager of the Chargers right now. So there's a connection there. He worked for years in Baltimore, so he's worked.
He worked for Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore.
He's one of the candidates right now up for many jobs, including the Miami job.
I'm so disappointed in you. I'm so disappointed in Giant fans. I know it's going to happen. You're all going to yell at me, and you're going to make fun of me on Twitter and remind me that I got arrested and tell me I shouldn't have come back for a third time.
As if
time.
You've forgotten.
But it's so funny to me how insecure you people are.
You keep saying that. Why are we insecure?
Because
we're reading the tea leaves like everybody else is.
No,
you're
not.
You came in here yesterday and said it's very likely other jobs will open up. So today, a
not
big
the Dolphin job.
Listen, I still think the Giants are a better job, and I'm still somewhat confident and hopeful.
The job
the
Giant
fans. But we have to recognize
fans,
what's happening today.
The job the Giant fans should be concerned about would be the Eagles losing in the first round, would be the Packers losing in the first round, would be the Buffalo Bills losing in the first round. Teams that have championship caliber talent and a quarterback. Those are real possibilities if those coaches got fired, that the Giants, we all agree, would no longer be the best available spot for a John Harbaugh. So put that to the side. And if you're concerned about those teams on a Monday or a Tuesday because Harbaugh is not going to interview anywhere until after Wild Card Weekend, that is a well-placed concern. I'm with you on that. But, oh, no, the Miami Dolphins? You guys can't compete with the Miami Dolphins? Like, act like Giants fans. Like, I understand being concerned if Nick Sirianni got fired. They're loaded to win a championship.
Yeah.
I understand if John Harbaugh had the chance to coach Josh Allen. I get it. I understand if he could go to Green Bay, coach Jordan Love, and the Green Bay Packers. But why in the world would you as a Giant fan be concerned that Stephen Ross and the Miami Dolphins, which is one of the most poorly run franchises in football this entire century, is going to outbid you or outdo you for the guy
because
you want?
You're too obtuse in your
Then
thinking.
You're not a Giant fan.
No,
what's going on?
You're talking about football reasons, right?
I'm
and
talking
that's
about
why yesterday,
everything.
That's why yesterday I was more confident because I believe the Giants, when it comes to football, the roster, the quarterback, the situation, I'm not even that worried about Buffalo. Listen, that concerns me less. I don't know how John Harbaugh feels or thinks or wants in his next job, right? So for football reasons, you're right. The Giants are better the spot. But what now I'm going up against a billionaire owner who's determined on something.
You have a
it
billionaire
feels
owner?
Immediately. I understand that, but he has Look at the last handful of coaches.
Look at Stephen Ross, and I know Stephen Ross, and I happen to respect Stephen Ross when it comes to real estate and related to the company that he owns. Stephen Ross has been a horrendous owner of an NFL team. So if you guys, and I'm going to go back to something you said yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw it right back in your face.
Yes.
Right back in your grill. You said yesterday that the New York Giants should be regarded still as one of the premier franchises in football.
I believe that.
So stop right there. So let's say I go along with that belief, which I don't, because for the last decade they've not been that, and that's more of a history story we tell our children.
Yes.
Why would you be concerned that one of the premier organizations in the sport of football, with one of the royal families in the sport of football, the Maras, and an uber-successful business family in the Tishes that are part owners of the franchise, why would you be concerned that a team of that ilk was going to lose out to one of the most mismanaged franchises in the history of football?
Because I believe that Harbaugh believes whatever organization he goes to is no longer mismanaged. And I believe that Florida, whether it's, as Boomer likes to talk about, no state income tax, whether it's the climate and the place he wants to retire, but spend his last formidable years of his late 60s coaching
He's
out in Florida
dying.
And Miami. No, but I'm just saying, maybe he wants to wake up and go to the beach. Maybe, I'm just saying, today we wake up to the world that we were talking about possibly waking up to Monday.
I don't think
today we find out. Yeah, because you're
Miami's
just focused
not a threat.
You're just focused on football.
No, Miami's
you're
not.
Just
Miami's
focused
not
on
a
football.
Threat. Here's why.
John Harbaugh believes whatever job he walks into instantly transforms into a well-run organization.
Except for this, it's not like a free-for-all. It's not like we take all the available players that know how to play football and we put them in a pool and we start picking them out as we like.
Right.
The Miami Dolphins have a bad quarterback and a worse cap situation because of that quarterback, right?
Yes.
The New York Giants, you keep telling me, have a rock-star quarterback on a rookie contract that doesn't make a lot of money. So if you're John Harbaugh, wherever you go, there's going to be an expectation that you start winning right away. Maybe not a Super Bowl, but winning right away. Wouldn't the Giants still be the better option considering your quarterback situation is better than the Dolphins?
Yes.
Okay, stop right there. Then why in the world are you people bitching
because
and moaning about losing him?
That's not the only discussion. You seem to want to make it that.
That's all it is.
That's not it.
There's nothing else to this.
No, that's not true. You don't know that. Do you know John Harbaugh?
I do.
You know him well?
I do.
You speak to him?
No.
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 No. Did you knock any movie that he was involved in?
He was never in a movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. So all I know is, right now, the Giants have a general manager.
Yeah.
Right? In place.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Pat Leonard last night discuss the idea that he believes Joe Shane and John Harbaugh would not be a good fit. There's some rumors he wants his own GM. He's now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Miami Dolphins has cleared the decks so that they could try and make this move. Right? They're interviewing the one general manager candidate that is attached to him. And he can go make more money in a state with no state income tax and take over the Miami Dolphins. I'm not telling you that today I sit here convinced that he will not be a New York Giant. But I'm saying that today we discussed what could happen Monday.
Yeah.
We woke up Thursday to a brand new Monday.
And
because
the Miami Dolphins
have emerged as a legitimate threat.
This is comical to me.
It's just another threat.
It's panic. It's insecurity. It's sensitivity. It's soft,
it's things
frankly.
You can't compete
it's
with.
It's like women's softball is what I'm listening to right now. Like, I have to tell you what I have to do. And I know it's going to piss you guys off. I don't care. Yeah. I have to, I think, reassess the way I view the New York Giants fan base and the New York Giants as an organization, because if all of a sudden you're worried that state income taxes or the ability to live out his 60s in the Sunshine State because he gets to bring his brother's assistant general manager with him is enough to woo you away from the great New York Giants franchise, then maybe we should all take another look at the New York Giants franchise because this is black and white to me. The Giants is a better opportunity because of the quarterback and cap than the Miami Dolphins are.
For winning
and I'm going to tell you
tomorrow.
Something else. You know, we always like to hold the Steinbrenners accountable, and now we're starting to hold Steve Cohen accountable for how they spend their money and what they spend their money on.
Yeah.
Well, the Maras are billionaires, all right? The Tishes are billionaires. If you want John Harbaugh, go get him.
I get it.
And that's it. Stop your whining.
Well, listen, we talked about Sean Payton yesterday, right? Right? What was the situation in Denver for Sean Payton?
$18 million a year.
A lot of money,
that's
right?
What it was.
But if you went to it, Russell Wilson was the quarterback at the end of an enormous contract.
Yep.
He had to deal with it for a year. They moved on from him. They ate a lot of the money. They got a young quarterback. And within two seasons, he's the number one seed
in
the AFC.
And he made the playoffs last year.
And he made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
That's what John Harbaugh or any coach of John Harbaugh's ilk believes he will do to a franchise almost instantly.
Great.
These are things the Giants can't compete with. They can compete with the football arguments. Like, because I believe that's how good the Giants football scheme is. Like, and with the quarterback and everything we've talked about, we don't have to go over it over and over again. Like, even if Buffalo opens up, is it a better job? Yes. But I think the Giants can compete with that. Young, inexpensive quarterback. These are things, Craig, that I don't know if the Giants can compete with if these are the things that
he's... But what are you competing with?
You're competing with...
No state income tax?
Yes, you're competing with that. You're competing with the climate.
That's
not...
When you make $20 million a year, you're not worried about state income tax.
The relationship he has with the owner? I don't know. All I know is in a moment's notice, without any guarantees, with reports of never having talked to Harbaugh so far yet, Ross immediately changes directions. He was interviewing GM candidates 3 days ago.
I know.
But now he's fired.
But you also
Why
have
would
to
you
remember.
Do that without any expectations of having a good chance of getting
So here's what's interesting to me. You think Mike McDaniel got fired because Harbaugh is available. I think Mike McDaniel got fired because he probably got stoned before the dinner he had with Stephen Ross and started babbling like he does at his post-game press conferences.
I think just the idea of being able to get Harbaugh, they were probably on the fence with him anyway. There weren't any good coaching candidates. Now Stefanski's out there and the chance to go get Harbaugh, which, again, has a good relationship with his brother, tried to go get his brother. Now he viewed it as... I got to clear the decks and go out and make
this
attempt.
And by the way,
I just don't know. These are things the Giants necessarily can't compete with.
You could have met with Harbaugh and his representatives before firing Mike McDaniel. It happens all the time.
I know, but the reports are that they haven't.
Yeah, but the reports are that Mike McDaniel was coming back to coach the team also.
Yes.
And then he had a bad meeting or dinner with Stephen Ross. Whatever happened at that dinner changed Stephen Ross's mind.
Right.
Like, just because they fired Mike McDaniel doesn't mean there are lock guarantees, you know, to get John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe they want Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Maybe they want, you know, fill in the blank, any of the coaches that are now available. Maybe they're waiting for another coach to get fired and hire that guy. My point of opening up the show with this is, and you're kind of proving my point is right, is that you guys are so beaten down, and I get it, I respect it, I can relate to it, that you've now become insecure children. And the fact that you guys are moaning and whining and crying and acting like 2-year-old infants about, oh no, now we're going to lose them. You know what the Giants have done in the last 48 hours?
What?
They've gotten their minority candidate interviews out of the way.
Yes.
Why? So that on Monday, when they call John Harbaugh up, they can make him an offer. Right? So how about give the Giants a little credit that the New York Giants did what we said they should do? Minority interviews, done. Monday, John Harbaugh on the phone. Let's get a deal done. Oh, no. The Dolphins job opened. Look. The Miami Dolphins have been a joke for 25 years. It is one of the worst-run organizations in all of football. They haven't made a good or right decision since the turn of the century. And you guys, Big Blue, are upset that their job opened?
Enough.
Shame on you.
Look at this face.
Yes.
I want you to look at this
face. I love that face.
Look at this face. All of it.
Do it.
All of it.
Do it.
Okay? I am not telling you the Giants are out of it. I still...
You certainly
are
feeling like it.
No, I'm not. I am recognizing that a legitimate threat has entered the ring. We were concerned, again, because yesterday you're saying the same thing. Like, we were concerned.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Turn Monday.
Yeah.
That who knows if other threats would enter the ring.
Yeah.
And I would feel this same way. If come Monday Buffalo lost and McDermott got fired,
but that'd be a good reason
would come
to feel
in
that
here
way
and tell you, well, now I'm nervous. The hypotheticals have come to fruition.
Huh.
Now the bills are available.
Are you concerned that the Titan shot is available?
No, I'm not.
Why not? No state income tax.
I understand that.
Yeah. Are you concerned?
No.
But you're not concerned about
because
any other job.
Because there are other pieces that are coming into alignment, Craig.
All right.
Today,
well,
another threat has entered the realm. That's it. But I still feel pretty damn confident the Giants are a really good match for Harbaugh. And I think Harbaugh wants the Giants. I still do that.
These last 10 years have really.
You're being unfair.
Really?
You're being unfair.
I got to tell you, these last 10 years have really made a negative impact on you guys.
Well, of course.
Like, New York Giant fans, I used to have such respect for you. You guys were tough guys, truck drivers, construction workers, blue-collar guys.
Guys that
you know if you get in a fight, they ain't going to run.
We still
right,
are.
Tough guys. And now all of a sudden you're complaining because an incompetent organization fired their head coach while in cap hell with an $80 million a year quarterback who can't play football and got benched for Quinn Ewers. That's the guy you're afraid of? Shame on you. I don't think about the Miami Dolphins for a second.
Yeah.
I don't lose sleep about the Miami Dolphins. I don't care about the Miami Dolphins.
So,
I'll tell you this. I'm not threatened by the stinking Miami Dolphins.
So Harbaugh will not go to Miami?
No.
100%.
It's a lousy job.
All right.
That's why.
Okay.
Lousy job. The Giants'
You're
job is a better job. Act like it.
Football-wise, it is.
Yeah. By the way, I have a quick complaint, if I may. A personal complaint? I lost a couple pounds in the last month or so. Nothing crazy. Like, I didn't need to. I just did. I started exercising, you know, doing some boxing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, some people call it boxer size.
Lifting,
I call it boxing.
Lifting okay. the weights I gave you.
Like, my neck is killing me.
Yeah.
I'm saying this morning. I think the weight I lost was all in my neck and shoulders.
Okay.
And I think there's the possibility, I don't know if it happens, that my head is now too heavy for the rest of my body.
It's possible.
Because my neck is killing me, and the only thing I can ascribe to it is the fact that I lost 4 or 5 pounds, and I think I lost the weight
in the neck?
In the lower neck, like shoulder area.
Yeah.
I got to call Jay Shaw. I got to find out from Samwell if that, like, what's the remedy for that?
Right.
Have you ever experienced that?
No. Because it's funny, every time if I put on half a pound, it goes right to the neck and face area.
Is that where you gain your weight?
Yeah. Oh, immediately.
I think I lost 5 pounds of neck weight.
Yeah.
It's a very strange phenomenon. Well, I mean,
big head, big ego. A lot of things covering.
No ego.
No ego?
No ego. Anymore? And average size head, I thought.
Yeah.
But maybe my head is a little too heavy for my shoulder blades.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You've never experienced that?
No.
Oh, I think I need...
I got it covered.
I need
Believe
some,
it or not, I've...
I think I need some Tiger Balm or like... what's the gay guy's name? Ben. I need Ben, Ben Gay.
Yeah. Need some Ben Gay.
I need something, man. My neck is killing me. I don't know. The phone number to join, 888-808-1019. Some football. We got the commish coming by at 4:30. So for all you baseball nuts, we got all the baseball
Evan
covered.
Evan recorded his question.
So the deal I made with Evan is that Evan gets one question, but the question cannot be, why do you hate baseball? Because it's an offensive question.
Yeah.
And the commissioner does not hate baseball. He loves baseball, okay?
Right.
And it's a stupid question that Evan can't get out of his mind. So the arrangement I made with Evan, if you just heard the Tiki and Evan before us, is that at some point during our interview with the commissioner, I will play a question that Evan has recorded. And then Evan said to me, can you make part of the deal that you don't listen to the question prior to playing it? And I said, no problem with that. As long as the question isn't, why do you hate baseball?
Well, I've been told the question.
You know the question.
I was privy to the question.
I don't care what the question is, as long as it's not that.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
But it's not that.
It is not that.
So at least he lived up to his end of the bargain.
Well, I mean, I don't know what he recorded, but what he told me he was going to record was not that.
Is it offensive?
No.
I mean, if it is, it is. We'll deal with it.
Well, I mean, you could word any question theoretically offensively.
So it might be offensive?
Well, I think he wants to make a point a little bit.
Oh, come
on. It's not going to be offensive.
What
is he
doing?
It's not going to be offensive.
Is he going to do something like, I know you hate baseball,
no,
so let
no,
me ask,
no, no,
is he going to do something like that?
No.
Oh, well, maybe I won't play it.
No, you should play it.
You haven't heard it, though.
I have not heard it. He told me walking out what he thinks he's going
to
ask.
Why don't you listen to it?
Okay.
I'll keep my word. I will not listen to it. And then you come back to me and tell me, do you think it's offensive? That's all I care.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Look, I'm sure the commissioner's heard a lot of questions in his day. I can't imagine Evan has one question and he asks a stupider, offensive question.
No.
Maybe stupid, just not offensive.
I don't think it'll be personally insulting or anything.
Professionally
like that.
Insulting?
No, not professionally.
Is he going to say something
he's going to ask the question in a manner in which there's importance to it. Like he's going to have a very, you know, like, you need to answer this.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, something along those lines.
So Evan Roberts is going to tell the commissioner that he has to answer a particular question.
I've been allowed to ask one question. You better answer it. Yeah, that's it.
We'll find out. Here's Tony in Middletown, Delaware. Tony, you're on the Fan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, welcome back. I'm glad you went Golden Pipes there. Love Golden Pipes.
Yeah, my voice is shot this week.
I haven't really sang much yet. We'll have to figure. I killed
Oasis. I got one
more silver
dollar. I love
6 o'clock.
When you sing that. But,
the midnight rides are over, but I'll bring it back.
Oh, okay.
Well, for now.
Anyway.
For now.
Just real, two quick ones, okay? First, I might need your agent, Craig. Can I be the like a minority candidate? I'll do all the minority interviews. I'm black, so let me be the black interview guy for all the NFL teams.
Let me find out if we have an opening.
yeah. See if you can hook me up with that. That'd be awesome.
You got it.
And then secondly, to me, I'm a Giant fan. To me, John Harbaugh is stale. The Giants are just a great D coordinator and two players, a cornerback that will keep Tay Banks off the field forever and a linebacker that will compete with anybody. We don't need to make wholesale changes, really. I don't think so, but Harbaugh is
Tony, stale. Can I ask you a quick question? How many games did the Giants win this past year?
They won 4 games.
You don't need wholesale changes?
No, not wholesale. I mean, we the offense is straight.
By the way,
the offense is straight.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Well,
the Giants are not a good football team.
You can't ride both sides of the fence
here
within the first 20 minutes.
Go ahead.
You're embarrassed for Giant fans from complaining.
I am.
And then the
you
first
guys
one
are
calls
soft.
Off with a little bit of bravado saying we're pretty damn good, and you knock him too.
Well, you have to be at least honest with yourselves.
Well, I mean,
you guys are acting like little babies today because the Miami Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel.
And then if we come with some confidence, we're idiots.
And then it's like, let's also acknowledge that the New York Giants are a bad team.
I don't think they need wholesale changes. I agree with them.
They need major changes
beyond
the coaching staff.
They need an influx of talent.
An influx of talent means you're not very good.
No, they won 4 games, to your point. I agree with you. I agree with you.
By the way, this notion that some of you wackos have that you think Abdul Carter had a great rookie season?
Yeah.
Did you watch him play?
I did.
The same guy that fell asleep in meetings and was the public enemy number one? All of a sudden, he had a great season?
He needs to figure some things out.
He had a couple good games at the end.
No, he was better than that.
He had a couple good games at the end?
No, he was better than that. Overall, if you look at his numbers, he beat the man in front of him enough where you feel good
about
it.
Is that right?
It wasn't this all world. He wasn't anywhere near. I want to be clear, because I agree with you.
Yeah.
He wasn't anywhere near what we hoped he would be.
Because remember,
I also don't think he's anywhere near a bust.
He came in saying,
correct, he should
I want to wear 56.
Yes.
It's not available.
Yeah.
How about 11?
Yeah.
Not available.
Not available.
He had a good year? Yeah? We're sure about that?
I mean, he didn't have the year we expected him to
have. I think he ended the year better.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Right.
But good?
I think he beat the man in front of him more than you would think.
See, and here's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's so clear to me, and maybe not clear to you yet, but it will be.
Okay.
Because you've been beaten down for a decade now, you're starting to see things in an incorrect manner. It's what we do as Jet fans. I'm guilty of it as well.
Okay.
So when I see it, I can recognize it because I've lived it.
Okay.
I thought Zach Wilson was an NFL quarterback
because
I convinced myself he made one cross-body throw in a combine that he was the answer to my prayers.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are now lowering your standards. Abdul Carter had a terrible year.
He did not. I disagree
horrendous.
With that.
Embarrassingly
he
bad
did not.
Until the last couple weeks.
That's not true.
I want to wear number 56. Yeah. How about 65? Is that better?
If you want to say he had an embarrassing year because of those comments and then the falling asleep at meetings, he needs to get his head on straight and needs to become a professional.
I think so.
But on the field, disappointing, not terrible. And enough to make me feel very excited about him next season.
Disappointing does not equate to terrible for you?
No.
Huh.
You think disappointing and terrible are the same thing?
You just said
the Chalamet movie was the worst movie I've ever seen.
It was disappointing.
You've never left the theater like disappointed, but not like disgusted?
Rarely. Rarely.
I was disappointed in him because the expectations were here.
Yeah.
This is terrible. This is where we expected him.
Yeah.
And that's where he fell.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So disappointing's in the middle for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when
the expectations are instant impact defensive player, yes. Yeah. This is disappointing.
I just to answer your question. When I drop $40 on parking and $80 on a ticket, disappointing equals terrible.
Yeah.
When I drop $15 on a movie ticket and $30 on popcorn and $15 on snow caps and junior mints and the movie sucks, I'm disappointed because the movie sucked. That's exactly right. That's exactly
where
right.
Where should have been, where you're saying he was.
Unnamed producer, do you have any Tiger Bomb in your bag or some
No Bengay?
Not in your bag. I thought you were a fighter.
Icy Hot.
I thought you carried that with you. You got any Shaq's Icy Hot in the bag now?
Patches.
None of that. You ain't got none of that. All
right. There used to be the pharmacy right downstairs.
I used to love that pharmacy too.
I know.
Yeah. 888-808-1019.
Why don't you go get a massage?
I'm working. Was gonna be
yo, someone.
It's funny when I used to play blackjack, which I don't anymore.
Yeah,
a lot of those rooms would offer you, masseuses.
Yeah.
I always said no to it.
Why?
Because it's totally distracting. I don't know how you get a massage while you're trying to count cards and play blackjack. It never made any sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't. I'll get the massage after I win $1 million lose.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want the massage while I'm gambling.
Right.
I understand why they do it. It's to distract you. Yeah. Are you a massage guy while you're playing poker?
No.
Or blackjack or something?
I've never sat at a table long enough to even consider it. But yeah, I could see those. You're watching on the the World Series of Poker. They're playing for 8-9 hours at a time.
Yeah.
I could see getting a little
stiff. I always said no to it.
You can't lose 3 pounds without your neck hurting. Like, people might have
crazy.
To sit for a while. Evan had to stand the whole show.
Well, Evan's soft.
Well,
Evan's weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan's going to be in a wheelchair by the time he's 50 the way he's going. I will say this. The only demands I made when I was playing blackjack and gambling, out of control, I always demanded, and I'll acknowledge I demanded it, a bottle of Grand Marnier, a bottle of bubblegum vodka.
Bubblegum vodka?
Yeah, I demanded a bottle of Grand Marnier.
Wait, are you running a Sirar?
Yeah, a bottle of, I think it was Three Olives was the brand, bubblegum vodka, all right? And I demanded that the decks be shuffled before I get there. Because I was so out of control doing it that I didn't want to waste any time watching them shuffle.
Yeah.
And a shuffle takes maybe 90 seconds, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
A six-deck shoe.
Yeah.
And I would call ahead saying, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Grand Marnier, bubblegum vodka, and start shuffling now.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the one shoe. And then You're okay with shuffling after
that? No, I'd have five tables reserved, so every table, the cards were already shuffled.
Okay.
So I would just hop tables until the next, until it was reshuffled. Yeah, it wasn't smart.
No.
But that's called addiction. That's what I had.
I understand.
I can laugh about it now.
I'm glad.
Haven't gambled in 8 years almost, so there you go.
But no, I usually lose in 25 minutes, get up screaming, cursing, and walk away.
Well, then you shouldn't do it. Yeah. Save your money. Work hard for it. You know the phone numbers. We'll get your calls. We got Robert Manfred in studio coming up in a couple hours as well. This is the Carton Show on WFAN coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And one quick thing. I was not mixing the bubblegum vodka and the Grand Marnier.
I assumed you weren't, but
why both? The bubblegum vodka came with 7-Up or Sprite. The Grand Marnier came with Coke. Just so you I'm not that crazy.
No, but you would mix them up.
No. I some depends on my mood.
Yeah, you would have one. Oh, but you would stay with the one drink the entire night.
No. No.
You'd be mixing.
I would just finish both bottles.
Grand Marnier,
I'd get to the bottom of both bottles at some point.
Bubblegum vodka?
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
For a brief time, I had the whipped cream vodka, the whipped cream flavored vodka.
Disgusting.
But bubblegum?
Disgusting.
That's gross.
We'll get your calls and much more coming up.
Amoxicillin tastes like bubblegum.
Not. By the way, I just learned something.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Crazy today. So, you know, you ever hear of this Pro Bull Rodeo, professional something PBR, right?
I mean, I've heard of the rodeo.
Yeah, it's I think it's called professional bull riding, maybe PBR. So PBR has been at Madison Square Garden for over a decade now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and Boomer used to have a bull that was in it. It's a
long story, right? You used to have a bull, like own a bull.
There was a bull that was in the PBR named Boomer and Carton.
Oh,
it was our bull. It's the all-time losingest
bull.
Yeah, it's my bull.
No,
and Boomer's bull. It's our bull.
Come on.
But the bull never won. It never bucked.
It never
a rider
bucked enough.
Off. No.
Everyone got the 8 seconds.
Yeah, everyone got the 8 seconds. Everybody won on the Boomer and Carton bull. They sold out 3 straight nights at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
This weekend. 1.5 million pounds of dirt they bring in for that.
Jeez.
And I'm trying to figure out who's going to it.
Yeah.
I've only been once. That's because we owned a bull. That's the only reason
I
went.
How did you end up owning a bull?
Because
how did this story not come up when we bought the cow?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How did this not happen?
So when Boom and I were simulcast by MSG, MSG, as a gift to us for the simulcast, they bought us a bull. No joke. Yeah, I think much like in horse racing, once you name a bull, you can't rename a bull.
Okay.
So there's a bull out there grazing somewhere in Nebraska or Oklahoma, Boomer and Carton.
The Boomer and Carton.
But he never
bull.
Won a race or a thing.
Never.
Not a race, not races.
Yeah,
rodeo.
But it's not like a horse race.
No.
Do you get money if the bull knocks the guy off?
I think you do.
Really?
Yeah.
So you own the bull, there's the riders and then the bull owners.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, they tie the bull's testicles and they like pull on them so the bull bucks.
I just
like
assumed,
we would.
I just assumed the bulls were owned by the rodeo and different riders would ride them.
No, that's not the case at all.
And so there are people in there rooting for the bull.
I think so. I always did. I owned one.
If you're rooting for your guy, you hope the other guys get knocked off. But like,
dude, I also like I've once
come
saw,
on Red Knight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you ever been to a bullfight?
I've never been to a bullfight.
If you went to a bullfight, would you root for the bull or the matador?
I think I would root for the bull. Because
always.
They they pretty much have the bull half dead before it even starts.
Well, what they do, and I've been to these before, what they do before the bull comes into the ring, I don't know what they call it. I'm sure it's not ring because it's Spanish.
Yeah,
pelota, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They stab the bull in the neck, kind of like what I'm dealing with right now, because
right.
it automatically lowers the bull's head,
right.
so it's easier to kill the bull.
Yeah.
But then they do feed like the poor people in town with the bull meat,
so it
ends up being a good story.
Right.
But I always root for a full-on goring.
Sure.
Yeah, like I want that matador to die in the ring. I want like multiple. I feel like stabbings.
I feel like right through the calf muscle would be enough for me.
No, don't you want to see like a couple guys? The bull wins.
Yeah, the bull can win without killing the human.
No, it's battle to the death.
No, it's not.
It's not?
I don't think so. If the bull knocks the bullfighter out of the ring, or you know,
they send him back in until he dies.
He gorges him in the stomach. They don't just sit there and wait. Well, you're still. They rush that guy to the hospital.
You know the number one killing bull of all time. You know what his name was?
Boomer and Geo?
OJ. I'm just saying.
You know.
That's what I read. I read that somewhere. Yeah, true story.
I'm sure he did.
I'm just putting it out there for you.
Yeah.
You walked into that one. All right. here is Alex in New Canaan on the Fan. Alex, what's going on, buddy?
My man, Pots and Pans.
What's up?
So glad that you're back, dude. Good luck to you. Good luck to Chris.
Thank you, Alex.
I like listening to him in the mornings.
Great.
I'm his favorite Red Sox fan. So I like going at it. I got a couple things that I wanted to say. First of all, I just heard what you were saying about the bullfighting.
Yeah.
You do not kill the bull in Portugal. It is illegal. It's against the law.
I'm sure that stops him.
But the best part, if you've been to the bullfight, is the suicide squads. Right, there's two halves to a bullfight. There's four bullfights to a half. At the end of the each half, there's these nine guys that come out with nothing. And what they do is they line up in front of the bull, like one behind the other, and antagonize them and get the bull to charge them. And then the first guy cradles the head and between the horns, and he grabs him, and the other guy's got to hold him and.
I don't know why you know so much about bullfighting, but I'm scared by it.
How many bullfights have you been to?
Suicide Squad.
All right.
Anyway,
go.
Two things. One, I think that you and I should take Chris to a Greasy Knicks or Dirty Knicks. Greasy Knicks, because I think he's a professional in there, and he might like it, you know?
Great place.
And the other thing is, more towards you, Craig. With Mike McDaniel being fired, I think he'd make a great offensive coach for the Jets, and I think the Jets would go after him.
Yeah, by the way, I have no problem with that. I think Mike McDaniel is going to get a job as an offensive coordinator very quickly if he wants one.
Yep.
I'm not sure if he wants one or not. He's obviously a quirky guy, so who knows what's going on inside his head now that he's been fired. You know, a couple days after, publicly, the Dolphins said he was not only coming back, but going to be part of the collective search for a new general manager. But I'm with you 100%. I'll do you one better. If I know the Giants have got to get a head coach first, and that head coach will determine the coordinators.
Sure.
But I think Mike McDaniel is a home run hire as offensive coordinator. And I think the Giants would benefit from him.
Yep.
And I think the Jets would benefit from him. But again, if you're Mike McDaniel, and you might get to kind of pick or choose what situation you want to go into, assuming you're going to be a coordinator, not a head coach.
Yeah.
The New York Jets are not on the table for you.
No.
And that's why the New York Jets are at a bit of a crossroads in this regard. Look, we know they've stunk for a long time. You know, they're the butt of all jokes. Let's just put all that to the side. This particular year, and I'm sure there's other years that, you know, people that dive into this deeper than I do can give me a comparison to, the amount of coaching talent that seems to be available this particular run would, of course, happen at a time when the Jets decide we're not firing Aaron Glenn. And I want to say this about the Jets. You know, a lot of the focus has been on the Giants and Harbaugh. I get it. But the Jets play here, too. And here's what's interesting. I think the New York Jets could take a page out of the Dolphins' book. All right? And the page is this. Literally 5 days ago or less, the Miami Dolphins announced that Mike McDaniel was not only coming back, but he was going to be a part of the team that was going to find the next general manager. And then, whether it's because of Harbaugh or not, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 days later, they rescinded that idea. And they turned their back on it, and they fired him. So although the Jets have said publicly and had a press conference that Aaron Glenn's coming back, if there's a guy out there that they think is better than Aaron Glenn, it's okay to go back on what you said a couple days ago for an opportunity to improve your franchise. And while all our focus, rightfully so, has been on the Giants because the Jets didn't fire Aaron Glenn, I think the Jets are possibly missing a golden opportunity to upgrade the head coach.
I think you're 100% right. They absolutely should. They absolutely should. It's getting more and more obvious by the day. You just said it. All these coaches have hit the market. They've got a good chance of getting one of these really good candidates. I would absolutely, I know it's not the greatest job, and I guess that's what they're thinking, right? I mean, even if, like, how many coaches are we talking about, right? Three, four?
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about seven openings right now. Where would you put the Jets on that list of seven
openings? I would put them last. And I know a lot of people say they're better than the Titans, right, but the Titans have a quarterback.
Right.
Or at least a young quarterback they're trying to develop.
It's one thing to be, you know, Stephen Ross and fire your coach and go back on what you said to go try and get Harbaugh. It's another to fire your coach that you've backed and then be in a position where you're hiring another offensive
Like if you're not getting...
If you're not getting Stefanski, if you're not getting... Harbaugh, obviously. If you're not even getting Mike McCarthy, like who are you're gonna fire your coach, go back on your word, and end up with an offensive coordinator?
Right.
I think they should because I don't think he's a good head coach.
I agree.
And I think they should move on. But you're right. The idea that this would be the year that they've stuck to their guns with the most obvious of any one and done coach, and I don't like the idea of one and done coaches in general, but I don't know if I can point to a more obvious one and done situation. And certainly around here in these parts, as bad as the coaching has been, and they choose to stick with that guy, and then suddenly the greatest coaching circuit in the last generation.
Which is why I respect what the Dolphins did.
Yeah.
You know, the Dolphins, yes, they made the playoffs twice. They didn't win a playoff game. They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Chiefs. We all know the history of it.
Yeah.
Yes, they've got a quarterback problem because of the salary that Tua is guaranteed. They have, by default, a cap problem because of that. And what you do with Tua moving forward, do they do what the Broncos, as you said, did with Russell Wilson, suck it for a year and try to get a better quarterback? Problem with that is they're not picking as high to get the quarterback that maybe they would covet in this draft. But the Dolphins recognized that Mike McDaniel was no longer the answer. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to pivot and go back on what you said yesterday if a better opportunity comes up today. If the idea is to win. If the idea is not about winning, then you know what you do? You sell the fan base that Aaron Glenn's the answer. And I'm with you. If it's not Mike McCarthy, if it's not Stefanski, if it's not Harbaugh, and let me just say this right out of the gate, it won't be Harbaugh. It won't be Stefanski.
Right.
Maybe a Mike McCarthy.
Maybe.
But maybe not. Well, then which guy are you going after?
Right. I mean,
that's a fair point.
I mean, and we talked about these other jobs opening up. Does McDermott become available? Is that someone you'd want to go hire? And then the real story around the Jets right now, though, to be honest with you, is the idea that if Harbaugh goes to Miami, back-to-back years, two of the greatest coaches in the NFL have joined the NFC, the AFCs.
Mike Vrabel, New England.
Vrabel and Harbaugh back-to-back.
Yeah. Thanks for rubbing it in. Appreciate that.
I mean, that is, you're going to stick with Aaron Glenn and back-to-back years. And he's already brought the Patriots back to prominence. And now Harbaugh is going to take over what you have just called one of the most dysfunctional organizations over the last 25 years. And I promise you, I'm not telling you they're going to go be the, go 11, 12, 13, 14 wins next year. But the years of them being the most dysfunctional organization
would
in football are over.
I would say this to you, though. I still have this ace in my back pocket.
What's that?
At least I'm not crying and whining.
I'm not crying.
Like Giant fans are. Oh, no. Mike McDaniel's gone. What are the Giants going to do? Oh, no. We can't compete with the Miami Dolphins.
It's not about that. It's about not knowing what there is to compete with.
Oh, no.
Can't talk to this man.
All of our plans just got thrown out the window because the Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel. What are we going to do? We can't compete. We can't compete. There's a new governor in New Jersey. It's too expensive to live there. Oh, no. Mikey Sherrill, tell the coach of the Giants he doesn't have to pay income tax. Something, help us out.
You're a bad guy. Yesterday, you're singing that exact same story. oh no,
oh no,
these teams are going to win. You're all going to be screwed. You still think you're the Giants? Oh, what a joke you people are.
Yeah.
And now today it's, oh, well, what a joke you people are. You don't believe you're the Giants.
Here's Stevie in, how do you pronounce that? Naugatuck?
Naugatuck.
Naugatuck. What?
Naugatuck.
Naugatuck. All right.
Naugatuck, Indian word.
No, Naugatuck. I figured.
Just,
thank you.
I have a PBR point, but I just wanted to say quick, congrats on the new show, guys. I love Tiki, but I'm excited to listen to you guys on my way
Evan and Tiki are still here, and they're still great leading for us, so all good.
So before PBR, just a quick point. If we don't bring in Harbaugh, shame on us. I hope we give this guy whatever he wants.
But wait a minute, Steve. Oh, no. The Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel. The Giants can't possibly compete against that.
Oh my God.
I still think they are competing against it, but now it's just another team. That's all we've ever said.
So
that's
what?
All myself or any other Giant fan has said. Another team has entered the ring.
Who
Your
cares?
Point was a bunch more teams can enter on Monday. A new one just entered on Thursday.
So let me ask
that's
you this.
It.
Hang
it.
On a second, Steve.
And
let
that's
me,
reasonable.
Let me ask you this. Okay,
yes.
Fair point. Yes. I'm going to take you at your word.
Yes.
Your only concern is that there's another potential competitor.
Correct.
And that's bothersome
to
you.
And I think it's a legitimate one.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
If the Jets fired Aaron Glenn, would you be worried about it?
No.
Well, why not? Another competitor.
I don't.
Another possible destination.
There are more things lining up in that direction. Like, there's nothing to the Jets. There's no connection to the Jets whatsoever.
Sure, we could find one or
no,
two.
No, we can't.
We can't?
No.
We tried?
No. There's connection to Miami for the Harbaughs. There's connection. I'm reading tweets from guys who cover the Giants. Jordan Renan is saying, someone again, it's just reports, but you know, someone texted me the other day. He said, if the Buck job or the Dolphins job opens up, you can forget the Giants. Like, these are the things I'm reading.
Who's so, saying that, though?
I don't know.
You think Steve Ross is calling Jordan Renan up?
I don't know.
I love Pat Leonard.
Yeah.
Pat Leonard
Pat
hates
Leonard
Joe Shane.
Pat me that him and Joe Shane can't get along.
I don't think Pat Leonard likes Joe Shane.
Well, that's probably accurate.
I don't know.
That's probably accurate.
I love Pat. He's a great reporter.
Pat's a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves writing negative stories about the Giants, and God bless them. They give him so much opportunity.
Suck.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, stop. I'm still confident the Giants are a premier choice.
Be.
I am.
Because.
But I think Miami's a legitimate threat. I didn't think they had a legitimate threat yesterday. They have one today.
And look, I understand the connection that Alexander, the assistant GM with the Chargers,
yes,
who's worked closely with John's brother, Jim, I get it. And maybe Jim has recommended and get together. I get all that.
Yeah.
So I would say this to you. Again, let's go back to playing chess for a second.
Okay.
Let's say this, was it Chuck Alexander? Chad Alexander?
Yes.
Assistant GM for the Chargers.
Correct.
Very close, obviously, with John's brother, Jim Harbaugh. Okay. Well, Giant fans aren't in love with Joe Shane.
No.
And there's a thought among some reporters that wherever John Harbaugh goes, he wants to bring in his own guy.
Right.
So why don't we do this? And then we don't have to worry about Steve Ross and the Dolphins. You tell John Harbaugh, if he comes here, he can bring Chuck or Chad Alexander with him.
Both of them.
How about that?
Chuck and Chad, bring him in. I'm totally with you. That's exactly what the Giants should
and
be doing.
And that's how you get the guy signed.
I'm with you. Go play chess. Tell him right now, if this is a guy that you want to work with, you bring him with him.
Let's 100%.
Go. Absolutely. Because
there's no loyalty to Joe Shane.
Whatever it takes. That's part of this, too. We haven't really gotten to it yet. But this is now a legitimate threat to me. So the question now becomes, what do the Giants do to up their value?
I just gave it to you.
I'm with you.
And here's
the thing. That's a good idea.
I didn't hear anyone else say that today.
Yeah.
We're the first people to say that.
No, I agree with you.
No one else said that. Like, if you want John Harbaugh that bad, and you think Chad Alexander is the pivotal piece here that would make him go to Miami if Alexander gets the GM job in Miami, then the answer is simple, my friends.
Yes.
Then you have to outflank the Dolphins.
That's it.
And you tell John Harbaugh, we'll fire Joe Shane and we'll hire your guy.
Joe out, Chad in.
Bang!
Let's do it.
Just like that.
Just like that. Easy peasy.
I should run a franchise is what I should do.
You should.
That's what I should be doing instead of coming back here for a third time. The Giants should bring me in. Tell Pat Hanlon and Dion that I'm coming in to work things out for them.
In all seriousness, they should be, this is the guy. This is the hire. They have to go get him. Anything short of Harbaugh, Stefanski would be a decent enough hire. I felt that 2 days ago. I still feel that today. A week from now, I'll start to feel better about it. A week after the hire, I'll start to convince myself he's a good coach. Harbaugh is the guy. The New York Giants need to do whatever it takes. And if it is putting out feelers to John Harbaugh and saying, is Joe Shane a problem? And if Joe Shane's a problem?
Not even that. Is Chad Alexander the guy you want?
Let's go.
Right?
Because
he had a great relationship with Eric DaCosta in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think they live next door to each other. They're that close. No joke. That's hand to God on that one. I could be wrong, but I think I'm pretty right on that.
You're saying it in hopes of being accurate.
No, I read it somewhere.
Okay, I read it somewhere. No, I get you.
I mean, whatever it takes.
It's
one of a couple TikTok videos I was watching.
Full court press.
I'm in the market right now for a flamethrower. Yeah.
A flamethrower?
Yeah, I'm in the market for a flamethrower. I want to buy a flamethrower.
For a flamethrower, you go where they sell flamethrowers.
They don't sell them at Lowe's or Home Depot. I wish they did.
I bet you they do.
And I live at Tractor Supply.
Not like a
Ghostbuster flamethrower.
What's a Ghostbuster?
Yeah, like the big contraption on your back, propane, the whole thing.
Well, because they have like little like.
I need a big one.
What are you going to do?
What happened?
What are you going in the backyard and clearing brush? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, and snow and ice and stuff. Well, scare the neighbors. Yeah, like I have a theory I'm working on that if I go out in the front of my house with a flamethrower, ain't nobody coming to rob me. That's my new theory.
Just, like, put it out there.
I just go out there.
If you're out there enough, like, and people see you with it.
Dark sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, headphones on.
Right.
And an actual flamethrower.
Right.
Doesn't matter what I'm doing with it.
Right.
You're not going to rob me. I'm safe. So I saw a flamethrower on TikTok. Yeah. And I also want another thing I'm trying to get, but you can only get it in China right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want these really powerful lasers that can cut through wood. Because I'm a little tired at my age of chopping all the wood, me and my son chop, and chainsaw. I just get a laser.
Just get a wood splitter.
No. You mean like the hydraulic thing?
Yeah.
You still got to cut the log into 2 feet pieces.
Yeah. The chainsaw.
By the way, there's no log splitter on the planet longer than 2 feet for where the wood goes.
Right.
So that means I got to chainsaw the log down to 2 foot
chainsaw?
Things.
Chainsaw? You can't
Look,
chainsaw?
I called Von Rohr, all right? My good friends.
Yeah.
They rent equipment.
I remember them.
They don't have flamethrowers, and they don't have lasers that chop trees down. They got everything else.
Yeah. They got everything else.
So I was on TikTok doing that. And the third thing I need, if I may be so presumptuous,
please.
I need a beef jerky deal.
Big beef jerky guy?
Oh, big beef jerky guy. But I'm not a Jack Lynx beef jerky guy. I tried. I got a bag right here.
Mr.
Beast did a deal with Jack Lynx.
Yeah.
It's average. It's adequate.
Yeah, I'll have it. The kids like it. I got them beef sticks.
The best jerky I've ever eaten was at the Turn at Baltus Roll. They've got some guy at Baltus Roll. I shot 73 there.
Yeah, sure.
They just give out free beef jerky when you go from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
It's the best beef jerky I've ever had in my life.
I was actually talking about this with Tiki. Have you ever been to a Buc-ee's? Like
the hot dog place?
No, Buc-ee's is like the road stop bathroom on the highway, like on I-95. It's like a gas station, superstore, Buc-ee's.
I have not. No.
They have a wall of jerky. You walk in.
I put that in my house.
It's from like the end of that back studio to
this.
Like, nothing but different flavors
really?
Of jerky.
But it's got to be beef jerky. I don't eat that turkey jerky.
Well, they probably have turkey jerky.
Turkey jerky is disgusting.
Ostrich jerky.
Nah, that's fine. It's a meat. I'll go, it's a bird, though. No good.
Yeah, no.
Got to be four-legged. Got to be four-legged, yeah.
But yeah, no, they have...
Alligator?
They make...
I'm down. I've never had it, but I don't eat alligator.
If you go to the swamps of Florida, they have like...
I've eaten alligator. I never had alligator jerky.
Yeah. No, but... Buc-ee's, one, it makes excellent barbecue, and they have a wall of jerky.
Is that right?
It's like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I went to that place. You know, I've driven south before. What's the south of the border place that you see all the signs for?
South of the border.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yes.
South of the border.
That place is such a dump.
Never saw such a place.
If you want to get diarrhea, go have a burger.
Don't go eat.
Go have a burger while taking a picture with the dinosaur at south of the border on 995.
You go buy some Roman candles and get the hell out of there. That's what
exactly
you do at south
right.
of the border.
It's like Virginia, right? Virginia, D.C.
It's in between the Carolinas.
Is it that far south?
I thought it was more north than that. I believe it's in between the two Carolinas.
Whatever. I went there.
But I could be wrong on that.
I had a diarrhea burger while taking a picture with the dinosaur.
Yeah.
But you're right. Great fireworks
there. Yeah, you get fireworks and get the hell out of there.
I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, my bad.
All right, 888-808.
But they have the great signs as you're driving.
Yeah, every mile. There's another sign.
Yeah. With all the funny lines. You never sausage a place with a big picture of sausage. I always got a kick out.
Oh, you went down there when you took the kids to Disney.
I've driven down there a bunch. Yeah.
888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle. We call him Big Mac around here. Feel free to do the same. It's official. Fanatics Fest 2026 is back at the Javits Center in New York City this July 16th through the 19th. First lineup of talent has been announced. Check it out. Some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment, including Tom Brady, Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, Travis Scott, Aaron Judge, Kevin Durant, Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Mike Tyson, Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, Diana Taurasi, Josh Hart, and many, many more. Plus, we're going to be broadcasting there for sure. The world's number one sports fan festival is back, bringing fans closer to the athletes they love through live moments, photo ops, autographs, and unforgettable experiences. Tickets on sale now at FanaticsFest.com.
Those of you living in New Jersey got hit with a 20% electric rate increase. If your current heating system is 20%!
That damn Mikey Sherrill!
Yeah! You got to heat your house with a flamethrower. That would help. If your current heating system is over 15 years old, it's time for a new high-efficiency carrier system. There's only one company to call for a new system, my friends, at Edison Heating and Cooling, of course. New Jersey's heating experts for over 38 years. Older heating systems waste gas. So get your system checked now and save money with Edison.